Earlier this month, Judge Curtis Karnow tentatively ruled that the Accrediting Commission, the ACCJC, had engaged in, quote, significant unlawful practice when it decided in 2013 to terminate City College's accreditation, and that that decision would need to be revisited. So could you explain a little more what that ruling means?
Sure. It's a complex and unusual ruling, in part because the courts rarely get involved with the primary accreditors that accredit colleges. But basically, the court found a significant number of problems with the accreditors' treatment of City College, some of which got to processes like the appearance of conflict of interest, the number of academics that were on the team that reviewed the college. Those pieces were not part of the injunction that was tentatively granted, in part because the court recognized that the federal government has essentially outsourced accreditation to these independent groups. And you know, the judge basically said, it's not our right to decide this. But what they did decide was that the college had not been given due process on all of the problems that the accreditor had identified. So he had proposed giving the college a chance to respond to some of those charges and asked the accreditor to reconsider its decision to yank the recognition from the college.
How do you explain the fact that both parties in the trial considered this a victory for their side? They both released statements saying such.
Great question. I mean, this is a very politicized, intense fight. The stakes are high on all sides. The accreditor is really fighting for its existence, just as the college is. So that, I think, explains a little bit of the differing interpretations of this decision. I think part of it also, though, is that this is a 72-page, very unusual court decision. It's temporary. There's a lot more to come. This wasn't a home run for either side. So, you know, I think my read was, and others that I spoke with, that the judge did issue a rebuke to the accreditor, but it wasn't a kind of a slamming the door shut on them either. I think, you know, there's a lot to be read on both sides of this.
And so what would it take for each or either side to get that slam dunk or home run?
Right. Well, I mean, I will say this. I think things are looking much better for City College of San Francisco, and this tentative ruling adds to that. I think the odds of the college being shut down by the accreditor are sinking bit by bit, and this adds to that. And part of that is because of this lawsuit, but it's also because the accreditor has offered a lifeline to the college to give them 2 more years to work on their problems. And frankly, the accreditor is under a tremendous amount of political pressure to back off. So in that sense, I guess things are looking good for the college, even though it's not resolved. I think as far as really an existential threat to the accreditor, that gets more complicated because there's really not a precedent for that. I think the federal government, again, has largely allowed these entities to operate as they see fit. They're volunteer organizations made up of academics, and I don't think anyone is proposing that that structure goes away and that government takes it over. I certainly have not heard a serious proposal for that. But I do think that the ACCJC faces some challenges going forward.
Last week, the California Community College Board of Governors voted to change the state regulations that gave the ACCJC the monopoly on the accreditation of state community colleges. So that would open up the field to competition and maybe more flexibility in terms of the accreditation process. But will that make any difference for City College of San Francisco?
Probably not. I think for that decision to start having an impact on any California community college, it's going to be a matter of years, if not as long as a decade. Right now, this is the accreditor for California's community colleges. And for that to change would require a lot of things. And there are some folks, even within the system of California community colleges, who think it would be best for a single accreditor to oversee all 112 campuses. So resolving how that might be done is very far off in the future. And actually, its accreditation is based on a multi-year cycle. I mean, colleges apply to have their accreditation reinstated every 7 or 10 years. So to start over again with a new accreditor would probably require quite a bit of time. So I don't know that that'll probably affect this current problem. But I do think going forward, there's going to be an increasing amount of pressure for colleges to be accredited elsewhere or in other ways. So I don't think this is going away, and I wouldn't make any promises. I mean, you could see state government or the feds, the U.S. Department of Education, getting involved and maybe doing something that would make it harder for the accreditor to oversee the college.
You mentioned the two-year process that the college is now in, called restoration, that the ACCJC has put the college on. How does that relate to Judge Carnot's decision?
Well, that's another avenue that the college has chosen to pursue to keep its doors open. And it's one that the accreditor offered to the college. And basically, I think that the court case is separate. It's a separate track. And it's one that I think some of the unions and the city attorney are really hanging their hats on. That lawsuit, I think they were hoping would be, would really take City College out of jeopardy. They were hoping that the lawsuit would totally absolve of the college, which it hasn't yet. But the restoration process is different, and I think it's also, I would say, a promising one for the college to stay open. And that basically entails a full 2 years to fix all the problems that the accreditor has identified, and that before any status of its accreditation was taken away. So there are some folks, faculty members and others who don't like that because they feel like that still allows the accreditor the final decision. And, I think some folks would rather that not be left up to the accreditor. And so in that sense, I think people were hoping that the court would fix that problem.
So what's the next step or the next milepost in this whole saga for City College?
Well, early next month, I believe it's February 3, the city attorney's office and the ACCJC, by then, they can weigh in on the scope of the injunction. And then after that, the judge is likely to issue that injunction and to block the accreditor's action. And so what happens next would be that City College can apply in writing to challenge some of the problems that the accreditor identified, and the accreditor will have to reconsider its decision to remove accreditation. So I don't know exactly how long that'll take, but sometime in the next month or two, I would say, the accreditor will have to reconsider its decision. And it's anybody's guess what will happen with that.